Hello, welcome back to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast. This is episode 57 and it's episode 2 in chapter 4, which is love. I am talking about strong foundations after love at first sight. I'm also going to be sharing a whole lot about my love life, my love experiences. I am currently single and I've had people asking me, why are you single? I mean, you will hear the tea in this chapter. I will share my experiences. I'll also share some of the experiences that I know and that I've heard from other people. Also, guys, forgive me, my soundtrack in episode 56 was it was unstable but I tried to make it subtle and gentle this time around. Also, tell me what you think, if you have any options or preferences, feel free to let your girl know. All right. Let's get deep into it. So in this episode, we're going to discuss crucial elements that form a strong and lasting relationship. Says someone who had a 3-year-old relationship in 2014. That was literally the last time I had a very long relationship. After that, I've only had like a year old, a year and a half, 2 years, and that was it. Now, everything that I'm sharing is based off research. It's also based off my own experiences, even though it's not a lot. But yeah. So, key points. Trust, number one. Establish trust early on in the relationship. You need to build trust from the beginning. And you and your lover need to trust one another. You need to maintain that trust. How? Through actions. Actions speak louder than words. Consistency in your actions and accountability when, you know, shit hits the fan. Oops. I'm not supposed to use those kind of words. Anyway, let's move on. Then, because we are human beings that we are, trust will be broken. Like, for example, in my current situation, broken promises or promises that do not come to life, those kind of things do ruin trust. As a couple, you have to address all of those issues and work on rebuilding trust after it's been damaged. This applies to people that have been in relationships for, you know, six months and more. You should be able to fix the issues. Then the next key point is communication. Establishing a strong relationship, one of the foundation is communication. For me, it's like the number one priority. Like, if you don't communicate, it's a problem. And I think the biggest green flag for me is if you communicate. I know we are busy. I'm very busy. You could be busy too, but like, communicate. Talk to me. Hi, how are you? Check up on me. How's your day? Check up on your partner. If you know you're going to have a busy day, communicate. If you're going to travel, communicate. If you're going to see each other, communicate. If you're not going to see each other, communicate. Don't just leave things in the air. Like, you need to have communication techniques that improve your relationship. All right. Then handling difficult conversations is a big one, because sometimes you have to navigate these difficult conversations and you need to have strategies of approach. If you're hurting and you don't know how to speak, maybe take some time to process your emotions, especially anger. Anger is a big one. And if you look at the rate of gender-based violence, it's because of these anger issues that just explode without control or monitoring. If you're angry at your partner, do not speak to them there and then. Just rather walk away, take some time to process how you are feeling, and then when you've taken time, then talk about whatever it is that was an issue between the two of you, right? This is my take. Because it's very, very important. We have a gender-based violence issue, and you realize they always say she got me angry, or she disrespected me, or whatever. But whatever the case may be, as a man, you need to control your anger, and then you need to learn how to communicate. Do not communicate with your hands, because most of the reasons why there is gender-based violence is because a man decides to now communicate with his hands because he cannot speak. So you have to take time to calm yourself down and then communicate, talk about it, walk away. Don't raise your hand on a woman. I feel like this got really, really emotional, and I got really, really, really sensitive. Also, as I was saying, my first relationship, my 3-year relationship, ended because he raised his hands on me. The day he did that, that was the end of it. So that was also, like I mentioned, my longest relationship, and it ended because he raised his hands on me. So I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do this. Bye. All right, back to communication. So yeah, I did say consistency and regular check-ins. I love random messages like, how are you doing? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. Oh, also keep them short. That's just my preference. Short and cute and sweet. I'm busy. All right. Next is on the key points to building a strong foundation: mutual respect. You gotta respect your partner. You have to value their opinion. You have to value their feelings. You have to put yourself in their shoes when they speak and understand where they're coming from. Because also, when you share the same thing, you also want to be heard, right? Right? You also want to be heard. So make sure you do the same for your partner. Then you have to support each other's goals and dreams. I think that's beautiful. And I think it's also why I fell deeply, deeply with, I don't want to say fell, I want to say I fall deeply if I feel being supported, because I'm an individual who's super ambitious and I enjoy it, and sometimes it comes across as too much for other people. But if you have somebody that supports your goals and your dreams, for me that's like a green flag. Then next key point is emotional intimacy. Ooh, I love a man who's emotionally in tune with himself. That's a green flag for me. Like, if you're emotional, or you're emotionally smart, or emotionally intelligent, it's a green flag. Such a green flag, because we are emotional beings. Let's not lie to ourselves. We have feelings, we have emotions. And as a man, if you honor how you feel, that's a way to winning my heart. And you have to communicate that as well, which is beautiful. Like, you can't be shy about it. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to express how you deeply feel, express it in such a beautiful, emotional way. Then, when it comes to emotions as well, as much as you could express yourself emotionally, you can share your vulnerabilities as partners. However, please don't ever use that as a weapon when you guys are fighting. If I confide in you and I'm vulnerable, if we are to have a fight, don't use that against me, and I will not do the same. And don't use vulnerabilities against one another. You have to establish safe spaces where you can come to one another and talk, and you feel like this is a safe environment, an open, honest, emotional environment where you can express and you feel heard. My favorite is expressing appreciation and gratitude. One thing about me, I can spend 24 hours in a day just being grateful. I can spend 7 days in a week just being grateful and appreciating. I can spend 365 days in a year just appreciating. That's me. And if the strange thing is, I tend to appreciate people around me a lot, and sometimes they feel like I'm just fooling around or like I'm too much, of which that's not the case. That's just who I am. So if you didn't know, now you know. Appreciation is a key to releasing dopamine and oxytocin, and it's also on the scale when it comes to vibration, when it comes to vibrating higher. Appreciation and gratitude is on top of that scale. So to those trying to manifest and trying to get what they want in life, just use the key ingredient, appreciate it, and then be grateful and appreciate your partner. Then next key point is cultural and individual differences. Remember, the topic of this episode is establishing a strong foundation. You need to respect. Please, I changed my tone of voice because I'm trying to put this point across very well. You need to respect and celebrate each other's differences. Okay? So, for example, if you're dating someone from East Africa, West Africa, that, or you're even here, like local, like Zulu, Xhosa, Pedi, you have differences. One of the biggest problems in relationships is there is no respecting and celebrating of each other's differences. And if you want to establish a strong foundation, you have to respect one another. You really have to respect and celebrate each other's culture. Don't look down on it, or don't diss it, or don't insult it. Because you have instances where someone will be like, I don't eat that. That's disgusting. That is weird. No, you cannot do that. You can't do that to somebody else's culture, because that is their upbringing. That is how they were raised. So you have to respect your partner's culture differences, and you have to celebrate it. And you have to learn how it works, because this is somebody that's going to be a part of you. Next is compromise. Compromise. Relationship comes with compromise. And this is like an additional layer when it comes to the cultural and individual differences. You gotta compromise. Remember, we're starting from love at first sight. You want to keep this thing going. You have to start compromising on so many things if you really want this to work. I don't know how you're going to do it, but compromise. You have to compromise. And we come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I feel like I'm definitely going to... I mean, I've always applied these into my relationships. And maybe as we uncover this chapter 4, I will also learn and discover what could be going wrong, but it's probably nothing. And if there is, I'm happy to have an insight to it, because as I'm sharing with you guys, I also, you know, use my own medicine. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed this one, and next episode would be the role of serendipity. See you soon. Bye.